Chapter 2. Welcome, the Unexpected. Now that you understand the importance of setting reasonable but challenging small targets in your quest for success, it's time to talk about your lack of control in achieving your goals. That's right, you don't have ultimate control over your destiny, no matter how well you plan, how many post-it notes you have around your workstation, how many journals full of objectives, and your progress towards them. Life will still throw you some curveballs. They will be unexpected twists to your story, as there are for everyone. The question is, how will you handle these random occurrences, some of which could threaten your mental stability if you are wound too tight? That's what this chapter will deal with as you are urged to welcome the unexpected, a key part of mind hacking. Here are several ways to keep your cool and embrace unanticipated events that might seem to threaten to derail you, but can actually make you a stronger and better person. Here are several ways to keep your cool and embrace the unanticipated events that might seem to threaten to derail you, but can actually make you a stronger and better person. No matter how bad it seems in the movement when you are hit with surprise news, there is always tomorrow. Keep the jolt that you just received in perspective. Time will not stop with this bad news, such as a layoff or a relationship breakup. Tomorrow will come, and you can resume your march towards success as the pain of this new circumstance diminishes and you renew your focus. As has been stated earlier, don't begin to feel sorry for yourself when bad news comes. You also should never ever believe that you deserve bad circumstances, a common falsehood that many people believe when times get tough. There is no room whatsoever for this kind of lie in mind hacking. Ask yourself, what can you learn from this unexpected development? View these jarring moments as teachers. What is the lesson to draw from the death of a loved one? What did that person teach you? What would that person want you to do as you proceed to build a great life and career? This is a fantastic mindset rather than simply dwelling in the emotional dumps and not seeing any light at all. Your first question when the boss tells you that staff cutbacks have included you should be, what am I to learn from this? If the unexpected is negative, as it often is, remember that the most successful people in the world talk about how they learned more from failure than success. Abraham Lincoln lost many elections before becoming president. Thomas Edison had hundreds of failed experiments before he invented the light bulb. The list goes on. And many of these great people will tell you that failure was a wonderful teacher. View the unexpected not as a roadblock, but as a wise instructor. That way, you can embrace your lack of control, not fret about it. People who have achieved greatness did not let failure shatter their self-image. They keep all failure separate from their belief in themselves, which never wavered. This is a key concept in mind hacking. Realize that of all the elements of life that you can't control, one element that you can control is your response. That's an old saying that we don't always want to hear, but it has lasted because it's true. Nothing, no one can rob you of a positive attitude as you seek greatness. Many successful entrepreneurs testify of the necessity of a positive outlook. They refuse to let the unexpected stop them from achieving their goals. They have the perspective that calls to mind the maximum. If the door is closed, look for an open window. The unexpected can often mean a closed door. Step back, absorb this reality, then determine to either push harder on the door or to look for a window. That's what successful people do. Rather than sit in the hallway and mourn, convinced that the world is against them, or that they are not worthy of open doors, frame the unexpected as a challenge to keep you stimulated. If you are going to see true change in your life and career, you are going to have a little bulldog in you. In other words, you are not going to quit easily. That's one reason why smaller targets are best. When you don't reach them, it's easy to pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and try again. So, when you are told that there are no spots available in your company at the next higher rung of the ladder, you don't conclude, I'll never get there. No, you say, This is a challenge that I will win. As you meet challenge after challenge successfully, your self-confidence will grow like the bicep of a bodybuilder. Anyone who wants to change his or her life is going to have to appreciate challenge, not want the easy way out. Part of mind hacking is a love of challenge to prove yourself, not an assumption that life is easy. As you greet the unexpected as a friend, not an enemy, you look at it as a golden opportunity to prove yourself and to meet a new challenge. As you do this repeatedly, you quickly develop a reservoir of past victories over hurdles. When you get the latest unexpected news, you don't even bat an eye. You say, "I've overcome stuff like this in the past. I will do so again. Nothing will stop me from becoming a bank president." If, however, you shrink from challenge and bemoan the unexpected, "Why me? Why now?" then you will have nothing in your background to convince you that you can move around all barriers. This will reinforce a negative self-image and lead you to conclude that you are indeed a loser and a victim. It's all in how you treat the unexpected. As a friend or as an enemy. As a teacher or as a bother. As a challenge or as a roadblock. The choice is yours. That much, you can control it. Don't rush the process of dancing with the unexpected. You don't need to have a solution to a problem right away. You might not see the open window at first glance. That's okay. You might need to ruminate over the unexpected for several days or weeks. Take your time, but guard the attitude that you will figure out how to incorporate the unexpected into your goal attainment. Not be waylaid by it. Don't make rash decisions, such as quitting your job or moving out of town immediately after meeting the unexpected. Digest it for a time. Think about how you should process it all. Then make a calm, reasonable decision. You might need to leave your company if it's shrinking and opportunities are disappearing, but don't do that as soon as you hear the quarterly shareholders report. People with the proper self-belief are confident that they will find a way to use the unexpected to their advantage, given enough time. As you reflect on the unexpected, don't fail to leave out the possibility that you could have done something to prevent it. You are not in control of all circumstances in the universe, and anyone who tells you otherwise is not telling the truth. But if you were the first person laid off in this round of cuts, was there a reason? Was it because you were late to work 3 days out of five? Was it because you refused to be a good team player? This is another way that the unexpected can teach us. It can show us how we do control our destiny to some degree, and that the unexpected perhaps should have been expected due to moves we did not make and a standard of conduct we did not live up to. Finally, a key part of welcoming the unexpected is understanding that it is not a personal attack on you. This is the false conclusion that many people draw, and it hinders them from fulfilling their potential. As soon as the unexpected enters into their lives, they reason that the force is against them or they just didn't have the cards fall right. These are negative attitudes that will drive you into a ditch as you seek to hit your small targets and become the success that you aspire to be. Remember, the unexpected should be your friend, not an enemy, a teacher, not a killer. And if the unexpected is a piece of great news, you're getting a raise, you're having a baby, your fiancé proposed, then you can realign your small targets and larger objectives for even faster fulfillment. That's mind hacking at its best.